AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's day one of a partial government shutdown.
Mr. President, we can end this today.
Another attempt failed in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 47, the nays are 53.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says any deal must address their health care demands, and Republicans are saying those negotiations can happen after the government is funded.
Democrats want to avert this crisis, but Republicans tried to bully us, and it's clear they can't. They don't have the votes.
At the White House, Vice President J.D. Vance says this is a policy dispute.
For the first time since the Democrats have been in politics, they're now saying that unless we get every policy item that we demand, we're going to shut down the people's government. They're trying to take a hostage, and we're not going to let them.
When the tax credits expire at the end of the year, enrollers across the income spectrum will see cost spikes. The effects of the shutdown can be seen at national parks. Bill Wade is with the Association of National Park Rangers.
You know, they won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places. There will be limited emergency response in many of the areas.
President Trump's Office of Management and Budget directed agencies to execute plans not just for furloughs, which are typical during a federal funding lapse, but mass firings of federal workers. An Alabama construction worker and U.S. citizen who says he was detained twice by immigration agents within just a few weeks filed a lawsuit in federal court demanding an end to Trump administration workplace raids targeting industries with large immigrant workforces. The Oktoberfest fairgrounds in Germany has reopened after police conducted a security sweep of the famed beer festival because of a bomb threat by a suspect linked to an explosion across town in Munich. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports a massive brick chimney running 20 stories up a Bronx apartment building collapsed following an explosion,
sending tons of debris plummeting to the ground. Fire Commissioner Eric Tucker says luckily no one was injured.
It is a ventilation shaft connected to the boiler, which collapsed. We believe that's where the explosion occurred.
The falling bricks from the Mitchell houses buried the sidewalk. Dogs were brought in to make sure no one was trapped. Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gordon says a major disaster was avoided.
We want to ensure that the structural integrity of this building here at Mitchell is maintained. There is a lot of concern, a lot of anxiety from the residents.
An investigation is underway. Julie Walker, New York.
The Atlanta Braves say manager Brian Snitker will not return next year. Colorado Rockies general manager Bill Schmidt is stepping down. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.